So as we enter the Word of God this morning, let's sing again the antiphon of the psalm. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The Word of God first comes to us from the book of Proverbs, and it speaks about wisdom and the house of wisdom. And so all of us called into this house of wisdom, if you will, and the Lord is here to feed us, the book says. And it tells us to enter into that wisdom with our whole hearts and souls and minds. And so we sing. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Then St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians also talks about the wise. And the wise are the Christians who look for the will of God. The wise are the ones who follow Jesus. The wise are the ones who do not live according to the foolishness of the world. And we can underline that one, the foolishness of the world. And the Lord calls us into the kind of wisdom and the kind of life that speaks his love, that speaks his care, and that speaks his presence. And each of us gathered together in this Eucharist now, he says, we're called to be a people of psalms, of song, of hymns with the Lord in our hearts, that we speak that to him, but we also speak that to one another. And so, together, we sing. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. So all of that prepares us for the Gospel of John chapter 6. And all I can say is, wow. Because Jesus first says, I am the bread of life, and my flesh is real food. And the Jews of the day went, what? How can we eat your flesh? How can we eat your flesh? And Jesus is saying quite point blankly, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Wow. And so part of the invitation of this Eucharist is that we move heaven and earth to have people receive the body and blood of Christ. And so if you're not married in the church, Father Colton can help you. I can help you too, by the way. If you need reconciliation, same thing. We have a wonderful sacrament of confession. And so to clear the way for the Lord in our hearts. And so we sing again. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Now Jesus in the gospel continues. And he says that if you eat my body and drink my blood, you will have life in you. In fact, you will have the life of the Father in you, and you will come to know the Father. And so as we approach the altar to receive his body and blood, and the minister says the body of Christ or the blood of Christ, and we respond, amen, yes, let it be so in my lives, we're really saying, I'm wide open. Hit me with it, Lord. Hit me with life. Let me fall in love with you each and every day and in each and every moment, even in the difficult moments. Let me fall in love with you. And so we sing. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. That didn't end the gospel. He kept going. And he says, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has eternal life. Whoa! I mean, whoa! That's amazing. Wow! That we have eternal life. We touch heaven every time we receive his body and blood. And the bread and wine, his body and blood, yes, become a part of our bodies. But even more, he's telling us, he calls us into him. And that's how we form the body of Christ together as his people. He calls us into him as we receive Holy Communion, as we celebrate this Eucharist. It is a moment of great love. Where else can you touch heaven? They don't have it at the supermarket, I've looked. Where else can you touch heaven? And so we sing. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. So called into the house of wisdom, called to be wise and not foolish, called to be a people who celebrate the Lord's love and song and hymns and prayers, we enter this Eucharist now, praying for whatever special grace we need in our lives. And you might take a moment. Where do you need God's grace the most? And as you receive communion, open your heart that he may touch you in that way, that his grace, his love, may be yours as you touch eternal life, as you touch heaven. And so we sing. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.